Have you ever felt paralyzed by the future? Standing at the edge of tomorrow, unable to move forward because the path ahead seems shrouded in fog? You're not alone. In our hyper-connected world, where news cycles amplify anxiety and uncertainty feels like the default setting, millions find themselves stuck between yesterday's regrets and tomorrow's fears. But here's a truth that cuts through the noise. Your tomorrow isn't random, and it isn't empty. What if the future you're afraid to face is actually the canvas where God wants to paint His greatest work through you? The journey forward isn't about having all the answers. It's about taking the next step with divine purpose lighting the way. Even biblical heroes experienced temporary paralysis. Moses, Naomi, Elijah, Peter, Paul, yet all moved forward into their greatest usefulness. God never intended us to remain immobilized, dangling upside down while life rushes past. The secret lies in understanding that everything in life isn't equally important, and the first step to getting unstuck is accepting this reality and trusting that your tomorrow matters because God has already prepared good works for you to walk in. Every meaningful accomplishment begins with a dream, but not all dreams carry equal weight. Brett Hagler, a cancer survivor, channeled his second chance into new story, using 3D printing to combat homelessness. John Coombe grew up in Soviet poverty, taught himself programming, and persisted until WhatsApp sold for $19.3 billion, signing the deal in the same building where he once collected food stamps. These aren't just success stories. They're testimonies to dreams rooted in purpose beyond personal gain. The most powerful dreams connect to something larger than ourselves. When King David envisioned building a temple on Mount Moriah, he wasn't starting from scratch. That same mountain had witnessed Abraham's willingness to sacrifice Isaac centuries earlier. Dreams planted by God build upon foundations others have laid, creating continuity across generations. David could visualize his vision in vivid detail, seeing the magnificent temple contrasted against the frayed tabernacle tent. But dreams demand more than vision. When God told David his violent past disqualified him from building the temple himself, David didn't abandon the vision. He devoted himself to ensuring his son Solomon could succeed. David insisted on paying full price for the temple land, declaring he wouldn't offer God something that cost him nothing. Like Dorothea Dix, who traveled 60,000 miles visiting prisons to reform treatment of the mentally ill despite witnessing suffering that sickened her, meaningful dreams extract a price. Yet what we achieve through them can outlast our earthly lives, rippling into eternity. When uncertainty clouds your path, prayer becomes the foundation, not a last resort. Nehemiah exemplified this. Hearing Jerusalem's walls lay in ruins, his grief immediately turned to prayer, from which emerged a dream to rebuild. He recognized God put in my heart the vision, understanding the most important conversations happen vertically before horizontally. Prayer operates on two essential levels. Serious dreams require sustained prayer. Nehemiah mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven, pouring himself into intercession that moves God to act. But life also demands instant arrow prayers. Facing King Artaxerxes, Nehemiah prayed to the God of heaven and answered the king, "Perhaps just, help me, Lord." These spontaneous prayers work because they build upon regular communion. Trust God to accomplish dreams His way. For Nehemiah, God worked through pagan King Artaxerxes, who provided safe conduct, materials, and military protection. Once you've established this prayerful foundation, clarify priorities that protect what matters most. Jesus distilled 613 Jewish laws to one principle: love God completely, love your neighbors through action, and love yourself properly, practicing self-care while recognizing your body as the Holy Spirit's temple. Moving forward requires saying no to good things to say yes to the best. Jesus warned, "The cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches can choke God's word." As Luciano Pavarotti's father advised, "If you try to sit on two chairs, you will fall between them. For life, you must choose one chair." Pavarotti chose singing and became one of the world's greatest tenors through single-minded focus. What chair will you choose? Florence Chadwick's story reveals everything about focus. In her first attempt to swim from Catalina Island to California, she failed. Not from exhaustion, but because fog obscured her view of the shore. 2 months later, she succeeded by keeping her mind fixed on a vivid mental image of the coastline. Focus transforms abstract goals into achievable realities. When we feel distracted or defeated, these emotions signal a loss of focus. During the pandemic, 112-year-old Bob Whaton offered wisdom: never mind about the things that you can't do. This emphasizes concentrating on what we can do, following God's desire for us to grow into Christ's image. Paul's words about forgetting those things which are behind aren't about denial. They're about intentional release. Despite extraordinary accomplishments, Paul maintained he hadn't arrived spiritually, refusing to become distracted by all the trophies of the past. Clara Barton exemplified this when asked about a past offense: I distinctly recall forgetting that. Guilt is remembering sins already covered by Christ's blood. Bitterness is remembering offenses that should be buried by grace. Discouragement is letting past setbacks become roadblocks. We must override our brain's tendency to relive negative events by giving the past to God. To move forward, discover your one thing by focusing on God's purpose, perspective, plan, and prize. At 85, Caleb boldly requested the hill country inhabited by the fearsome Anakites, who had terrified 10 spies decades earlier. He declared, "I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out." Scripture reveals his secret 6 times. Caleb wholly followed the Lord. Risk is essential to faith. Biblical heroes like Moses, Gideon, David, and Esther all took significant risks following God's will. Yet our brains naturally emphasize negative outcomes, what researchers call the power of bad. The 10 fearful spies maximized the opposition, minimized God's opportunities, and died in the wilderness. Only Joshua and Caleb survived to enter the Promised Land. Like Paralympic champion Jessica Long, who overcame being born without fibulas to win 13 gold medals, risk-takers look forward with excitement. The secret isn't recklessness, but wholehearted devotion. God will never choose safety for you if it costs significance. He created you to count, not to be counted. At 85, Caleb didn't request retirement. He asked for mountains to conquer and giants to defeat. Boxer Manny Pacquiao and Olympic swimmer Joseph Schooling discovered that fame left them empty. True meaning comes not from using God for your purposes, but from God using you for His. Pacquiao's transformation came when he surrendered to Christ, shifting toward public service and caring for the poor. You are God's masterpiece, uniquely designed for specific good works He planned long ago. Like one-armed drummer Rick Allen, you must recognize there's no one else like you. Comparing yourself with others wastes the unique design God invested in you. Your gifts carry responsibility. Use them to bless others. Professional yo-yoer Michael Lee shared the gospel with 1.7 million children. Tattoo artist Chris Baker founded Inc. 180, transforming gang tattoos and helping trafficking victims escape their pasts. Your God-given purpose always involves serving others. Unlike mountain climbers who reach Everest summit only to feel empty, those who have Christ possess genuine fulfillment. Eternal life begins at conversion. William Borden exemplifies purposeful living. No reserve, no retreat, no regrets. This millionaire gave up everything for missionary work. Though he died at 25 before reaching his mission field, his complete consecration inspired countless others. Your days are numbered, but your legacy for Christ endures forever. In a world that worships safety and comfort, God calls us to something greater, significance. Your tomorrow matters because God has already prepared good works for you to walk in. Your dreams aren't random, they're divine appointments. Your prayers move heaven. Your priorities create freedom. Your focus brings purpose into sharp relief. Your risks are faith in action. Caleb at 85 conquered giants. Paul in prison advanced the gospel. David prepared a temple he'd never build. Nehemiah rebuilt walls against impossible odds. These weren't superheroes. They were ordinary people who wholly followed an extraordinary God. They understood that finishing well matters more than starting strong, that legacy outlasts comfort, that significance trumps safety. Stop waiting for perfect clarity before taking the next step. Stop letting yesterday's failures define tomorrow's possibilities. Stop comparing your chapter 3 to someone else's chapter 20. God has a unique blueprint for your life, perfectly tailored to your makeup and experiences. Everything in your past, the triumphs and traumas, the victories and valleys, has prepared you for this moment. The question isn't whether you're ready. The question is whether you'll trust the one who's already gone ahead. Your tomorrow is waiting. Will you move forward to meet it?